السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful night of Jumu'ah. Din wahi din hai jyoti riyad mein guzar jaye, raat wahi raat hai jo teri yaad mein guzar jaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat, Allah ta'ala grant us istiqamat, Allah ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity and the true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له لا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العسر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر مئة شهيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد صدق الله مولانا النبي. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty that He's given to you. And teri har ata par alhamdulillah, Allah, for every bounty that You have given to us, we use this. Almighty Allah, all praises to You. Teri har ata par alhamdulillah. Meri har khata par astaghfirullah. Allah, for all the mistakes that I have made. Oh Allah, I'm making istighfar and repenting sincere. Respected brothers, just remember one thing. Jayega jab yahan se kuch bhi na paas hoga. You are going to go from this world empty-handed. Do gaz kafan ka tukra tera libas hoga. You'll be wrapped up in two pieces of cloth, and that's your dress code. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali's beautiful munajat to Allah. Wa kam min kafanim maghsool wa sahibuhu fi suqi majghool. Any of us, our coffins are ready. But the person who's going to be shrouded in that coffin is busy in the bazaar, khoob mauj maza kar raha, to enjoy himself. So, dosto azizo, uzkuru wa akthiru zikra hazimi lazzat al maut. Continuously, abundantly. Remember the destroyer of happiness and joy, and that is death. ये दुनिया गम तो देती है, शरीक गम नहीं होती है. जहां बचते हैं नकारे वहां मौसम भी होता है. वमा हाज़िहि हयातु दुनिया इल्ला लहवु व लहीब. इट्स अ रियलिटी दैट वी हैव टू सी एंड फेस एवरी डे. ये दुनिया गम तो देती है, एंडलेस प्रॉब्लम, दुख मुसीबत, स्ट्रेस, डिप्रेशन. Shariki gham nahi hoti. This dunya will never stand with you or support you. Yaha bachte hai nakare, wherever there's singing and dancing and tabla and tabalchi, waha matam bhi hota hai. In that very same venue, there'll be crying and there'll be sadness and grief. तो अपने आमाल पर नजर मत करो. डोंट ब्रैग अबाउट योर डीड. उनके फजल पर उम्मीद रखो. प्लेस योर ट्रस्ट इन अल्लाह फजल. व्हाट एवर इज गोइंग टू हैपन टू यू एंड मी, आवर एंट्री इनटू जन्नत इज नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ आवर आमाल. अल्लामा इकबाल से इज वेरी नाइस. अमल से जिंदगी बनती है, जन्नत भी जहन्नम. ये खाकी अपने फितरत में न नूरी है न नारी. डोंट ब्रैग अबाउट योर डीड. वला तुज़क्कू अन्फुसकुम हुवा अअलमु बिमन इत्तका. नेकी करके दरिया में डालो. डू अ गुड डीड एंड थ्रो इट इनटू द ओशन. नोबडी मस्ट नो अबाउट इट. तो दोस्तों, अजीज और टुनाइट great night of durood and salam, because life is a journey from Allah to Allah. Whether you and I are going to wake up tomorrow morning, only Allah knows. Isliye aaj raat sachche dil se tauba karo. Allah ke samne ro ro kar apne gunahon ki maafi talab karo. Spend this night sobbing in sajda and begging Allah for forgiveness. कल का वादा न करो. अन प्रोमिस आई एम गोइंग टू डू इट टुमारो. कल को बेकल न करो. व्हाट यू हैव टू डू नाउ, डू इट, बिकॉज लाइफ इज अ जर्नी फ्रॉम अल्लाह टू अल्लाह. एंड रिमेंबर, मेरी चुप को मेरी हार मत समझना. समटाइम मन समझा न जा. रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर्स, दिस टंग एंड नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज गारंटी मी that you would look after two pieces of flesh, a form of the hadith, and I will guarantee you Jannah. Number one, that piece of flesh between your lips, which is your tongue, and that piece of flesh which is between your legs, which is your private part. Guarantee, for all the guna start with this tongue. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala used to pull out his tongue in the morning needs to address it and say, "Khuda ke liye tum durust raho." For Allah say, be obedient. And if you are obedient, then we will be obedient. You see, the wound that you inflict with a knife or a sword will heal, inshallah. But the wound that you inflict with word, zindagi bhar, will never heal. Kyunki alfaz do kisam ke hain. Words are of two kinds. Ya to dil ko jeet leti hai. The manner that you speak, how you address people, how you honor them, will win them over. It's just your beautiful kalam, your politeness and your humble. So they are words of politeness and they are words that are very healthy. Dil ko cheer leti hai. You said such a harsh thing to somebody, you insulted them, you swore them, that wound will never heal. So, meri chup ko meri haar mat samajna. Sometimes it's better to keep quiet. There's an argument, there's a fight. Learn this beautiful nasihat. Meri chup ko meri haar mat samajna. By keeping quiet, don't think I'm a loser. I'm a weakling. Maine apne faisle ko khud par chhodna. I have left my decision to Allah. Isliye Allah walon ko takleef mat dena khuda ke liye. Allah walon ko rulana mat, Allah walon ko takleef dena mat. Because wallahi their silence will kill. A person who is to insult Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. You get people in society for no reason, no apparent reason. So he comes to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, absolutely arrogant. And he wanted to insult and hurt the feelings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. That's why be very careful when you speak to the walis of Allah, the ulama-i rabbani and haqqani, how you speak to them, and how you address them, and how you deal with them. So this individual was a staunch enemy of Imam Abu Hanifa. So one day in public, he came to Imam Abu Hanifa, and he said, "Main tumhari maa se shaadi karna chahta." Wow. How insulting is that? He said, "I want to marry your mother." And the mother of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, she was a waliya, senior in age, and just to hurt the feelings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He said to Imam Abu Hanifa, "I want to marry your mother." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi looked at him and said, "Sit and tear down. My mother is alive. Let me turn around and go and ask her." The moment he turned around to go and ask his mother, Allah destroyed this person. He fell dead. And that was the end of him. So those two Azizo, be careful. Alfaz do kisam ki hoti hai. We don't even know how to communicate. Look at all the marriages which is a failure because we don't know how to communicate. There is no loyalty. There is no love. There is no trust. There is no kindness. There is no politeness. It's all about sex. Pasti karte ho. So, meri chup ko meri haar mat samajh. Maine apne faisle khuda par chhod diye. And I warned the husband. You know, every time you hurt your wife's feeling, you won't retaliate. It comes from the family where there's other than the respect. You won't back chat. But wallahi, it shall sit on that musalla and cry to Allah. And wallahi, when those tears reach Allah Rabbul Alameen, tum barbaad ho jao. Then you must sit back and reflect at home. Why isn't this barakat in my house? There's no muhabbat, there's no love. There's no money. We earn so much, end of the month, kangla. Tumne kisi ka dil ko dukhaya. You have hurt somebody's feelings. Salam us par. جس نے گالیاں سن کر دعائیں دی. حضرت ٹونائٹ یو آر گوئنگ ٹو ریڈ اینڈ پرومس ٹو اللہ ٹونائٹ اینڈ ٹو ٹیک آؤٹ ون آور اینڈ ان شاء اللہ ایٹ لیسٹ 300 ٹائمز درود شریف اینڈ اف یو کین پش اٹ ٹو 3000 ٹونائٹ سولی فار دا لو آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سر اللہ تعالیٰ میک اٹ ایزی فار یو اینڈ یور فیملی. اللہ بن فیس برکہ ان دا روزی اینڈ محبت and the unity in the family. I'm reciting durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 300 times, and I want to push it up to 3,000, inshallah, by tahajjud time. And make a niyat to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to present this durood in my amal nama to beg for your forgiveness and the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, work hard. Man jadda wajada, the person who strives hard will always attain success. Well said again. You know, a wise woman once said, never judge the future of a person on his present condition. You see, we have become judges. We judge people. لَا تَنْزُرُوا إِلَىٰ ذُنُوبِ الْإِبَادِ. Don't look at the faults of people. Or the gunas of people, ka'annakum arbab, as if you are Allah, you are not Allah. Allah may give him tawfiq and he'll make tawbah, he'll be a million times better than you. The wise woman said, he never judge the future of a person on his present condition. Why? Because time has the power to change a black hole into a shining diamond. As we say in English, don't judge a book by its cover. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Remember, your happiness is hidden within you. Your happiness is hidden within you. Just remove your worry. Allah will give you peace and sukoon. All these worry and depression that we bring upon us is because of our gunas and carelessness. Your happiness is hidden within you. Just remove your worry. How do you remove that? Allah ki ibadat karo, Rasulullah ki itaat karo, aur Allah ki makhlooq ki khidmat karo. Serve humanity. Happiness is when your parents smile. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After the worship of Allah, the greatest form of ibadat, is ma-baap ki khidmat karo. So, happiness is when your parents smile. When you look at them, the beautiful smile. And you are the reason for it. Because of your khidmat, your service, and looking after them and caring for them. They just look at you and in their heart they make dua. Allah, is beta ya beti ko nek bana de, unki zindagi mein khushiya bhar de. Allah, full happiness in their heart. Happiness is when your parents smile and you are the reason. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, respected brothers. As I said, tonight is the night for durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, pearls of wisdom. Hazrat Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib rahmatullahi, very great saint of Allah, who lived in Medina many, many years. Allah gave him and he passed away in Medina. He was quoting an incident of Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, the best wazifa for a person need and good wishes in this world, if you want your need to be fulfilled and your good wishes to be granted in this world and the year after, then recite Durood Sharif 500 times. I told you 300 times, and I said,
at least 3,000 tons. We have brothers and sisters amongst us who recite 10,000 durus a night. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if you want Allah Ta'ala to fulfill your need and your good wishes in this world and the year after, then recite Durood Sharif 500. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, when people came to Hazrat Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi with their problem, he would tell them, sit facing the Qibla. Whenever you recite Durood Sharif, make sure you are ba'wuzu, preferably. Make sure that you use the miswak. Your clothes are parked. The place where you're sitting is parked. The room where you're making durood and salam is full of perfume. Alhamdulillah. So face the Qibla. Be ba'wuzu. And read durood sharif 500 times, keeping their needs in their mind. And people took this advice and practiced upon it. They would return later saying that their needs were met. This is the power of Guru Sharif. Sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to devote the whole of the hadith, one third of my time, reciting durood and salam upon me. Rahmatullil Alameen, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that sufficient or should I increase it? Rasulullah said, this. Increases. He goes back, comes back again. Ya Rasulullah, half my time. Is that sufficient or should I increase it? Rasulullah says, this. He comes back again and says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm devoting three-quarters of my time. Is that sufficient or should I increase it? This. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, increase it. Finally, he comes back and says, Ya Rasulullah, I made an intention to devote my entire time reciting durood and salam upon me. So this Rasulullah said, then if you do so, Allah Ta'ala will take away all your worries and difficulties in this world, but Allah will grant you Jannah al-Firdaus. So Dost Azizo, Allah Ta'ala grant you and me tawfeeq. In this difficult time that we are going in, it's so much for us to ask. Hazrat Luqman Hakim, the great wali of Allah, said something so nice. They searched and researched for 300 years medication to cure people. A lot of research goes into medication, pharmaceutical companies, mashallah, pharmacists. They do great amount of research. Lipulli die in the womb for every sickness. Is a cure. Illa al-maut, except for death and old age, there's no cure for it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min arzalil umar. Allah, I'm asking you, please protect me from old age. In old age, you become like a child. People treat you like a child. You become helpless. Allahumma inni, Allah is our old parents and grandparents. Allah, chalte firte mujhe utha lena. Aur kisi ka muhtaj na bana. Allah, take me walking, talking, and don't make me dependent on anybody. Allah, take my mouth and give me my mouth in that state. Adhanallah. Hazrat Luqman Hakim said, you know, I searched for 300 years for medication to cure people. After a long period of time, I found two ideas, came up with two ideas. One is muhabbat, and the second thing is izzat. You got muhabbat, and you got izzat in your life. Muhabbat means love, and izzat means respect. So, Hazrat Luqman Hakim said, I came up with two ideas. One is first or izzat. If these two medicines don't have much effect, then he said, then increase the dosage. Well, that's what the doctor says to you. Take one tablet in the morning, take 10 milligrams of this,
And if it's not working, increase it to 15, 20. Well said. Hazrat Luqman Hakim says, I found two things, which is a cure for all the sicknesses. One is muhabbat and izzat. And if you don't find much effect after implementing it, then increase the dosage. Then offer more muhabbat, give more izzat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me tawfiq. You see, kamyabi ki zindagi ki raaz. What is the point that makes success in our life? One is Quran Majeed ki tilawat. Allah ta'ala give you and me tawfiq to make amal of the Quran, to practice on the Quran, to understand the Quran, to spread the message of the Quran, to print the Quran and distribute it. Three things. Quran Majeed ki tilawat, Durood Sharif ki kasrat. Again I'm saying, tonight is the night of Durood and Salaam. And thirdly, Namaz. Inshallah, if you and I could put this and implement it in our lives. You see, people are jealous. In Islam, there is no room for jealousy. La hasada, Qubul al-Hadith. If you want to be really envious and jealous, you can be only for two individuals. You can express some sort of jealousy. One is for that individual when you see that the person is reading Quran day and night. There are brothers and sisters in our community who read Quran day and night. Whenever you see them, the Quran is open, the lips are moving. In my town, Ladysmith, we had Hafiz Badad, very great. Hafiz, one of the top best Hafiz in Natal. So, from the Sufi Masjid to town, he would walk. And he would recite three siparas going and three siparas coming. Day and night. And what are we listening to? Right from Ladysmith to Durban, what we listen to? Qawwali music. Instead of listening to Quran. Farmaye ki three things kamyabi ki ishani hai. Ki Allah gives you tawfiq to read the Quran, to recite Guru Sharif, and be pardoned of your sada. And as I was telling you that hadith, you can only be envious of two people. Is a person who Allah has given the gift of the Quran, and he practices and preaches and reads and implements and understands the Quran, and you make a niyat, Allah make me like that person. Number two is a man who Allah has given wealth. And whenever you see him, he's generous, he's giving on the part of Allah. And you make a niyat, Allah, as you have blessed this individual with wealth, and richness, Allah, I also want richness and wealth so that I could do a work of charity. That's the only two occasions Shariat will allow you to be envious and jealous. But this is the reality of the situation again, those who are jealous on us are strange and unique. Just understand the sentence very well. Those who are jealous on us, I strain funny. They beautify their stage and make us the topic of discussion. You see, today when you go for decor, for a wedding or a function, 100,000, 200,000, half a million rand, for what? For Zul Kharj. You are going to answer by Allah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ جِذِينَ عَنِ التَّهِيمِ. This money, how you earned it, how you spent it, where you spent it, and on whom you spent. Be ready. When SARS asks you that question, you mess your pants. You sweat from top to bottom. And you will see on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah is going to ask you, Banda, how did you earn this money? Where did you earn this money? Where did you spend this money? Allah is going to ask. So those who are jealous on us, how strange and funny or stupid they are. They beautify their stage and make us the topic of discussion. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from jealousy. Allah Ta'ala grant us the
Tawfiq. I want to end it here. Lama Iqbal said it very nicely. Ye kafan, as I said, second important thing, every night, sit on your bed, put that phone away, switch it off. Iturakat salatul hajat, turakat shukrana. And for 5 minutes, close your eyes. And think about maut, murasaba of maut. If I die right now, is my Allah happy with me? Did I pay my debt out? Did I make my wasiyyah? Did I make my will out? Did I ask for maaf and forgiveness? Zero. So every night, sit on your bed, close your eyes for 5 minutes. And ponder, how am I going to answer Allah Ta'ala? Are we ready to answer this question? Always the examiner in the examination hall is silent. You have to work. You have to sweat. The answers and questions are given to you in advance. Allah is Rahim and Kareem. Normally you don't get the question before the examination. Nobody knows. But now in South Africa, they're cheating. See, the paper is leaked out. Pay money for it to get any paper. See, it's a sad state of affairs. But Allah Ta'ala has blessed the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala gave us the question in advance. But what question are we going to ask you in the grave? Number one, Mar Rabbu. Who was your Lord? Madinu, what was your religion? Man Nabiyu, who was your prophet? And who was? Three simple questions. Can we fail the question? No. If we really love Allah and His Rasul, and we appreciate the deen of Islam, then alhamdulillah, the question and answer session will be very easy in the coming. So Allama Iqbal is saying, ye kafan, ye qabr, ye janaze, rasme shariat hai shaikma. Wali tuluti, you have to put on the kafan. You got to bury the person in the qabr. You got to carry his janaza. This is the law of shariat. Mar to insan, tab hi jata. A person is classified dead and non-existent when jab yaad karne wala koi na ho. There's no one to make dua for you. There's no one to make isal. Isal is dua for you. Make khatam for you. To give charity. Nobody. Har to insan tab hi jata. A man is completely destroyed and dead and non-existent when jab yaad karne wala koi na. There's no one to stand and make dua at his qabr. See, as somebody said, mar gaya mardood. This person was a third. Na durood na salam. There's no one. There's no son, there's no brother, there's no parents, koi bhi nahi, to come and stand at his qabr and say, Allahumma khfir li wa li walidayya. Allahumma khfirhu warham. That's why I leave a legacy behind. My children, get up at the Hajj time and make dua. Allah, atli awladana. Allah, take care of all my children. Allah, keep them on siratul mustaqim. Yeah. Mar gaya mardood na paapiya na durood. Mar gaya mardood. When a person is a curse in society, this is what people say. Mar gaya mardood. Fatiha and the Durood. Nobody will read for him. How sad is that family? How sad is that individual? He leaves this world. There's no one to cry for him, no one to bury him, and no one to make Isali Sawab. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Three guests come to you unannounced. If they bought se pehle, bought ki tayari karo. Three guests to come to you unannounced. One is your Rosie. The day
your parents conceived you and Allah put life into you and ruh into you, the farishtas asked Allah, Allah is a rozi kitna hoga? Allah, what is his quota as far as his sustenance is concerned? Allah Ta'ala gives them the instruction is written down. So your rozi is written, dana dana par tumhara naam likha hua. The old people used to say that. Sometimes you ask your wife to prepare the best of meal. Please, alhamdulillah, goes out of her way. But somebody and somewhere, somebody comes and invites you and takes you away. And you eat at somebody else's house. It was not written for you. Your food or your rozi was written on that person's dasturkhan. See, dana dana par, on every grain of rice, your name is written. So wherever that rice is going to be, Allah is going to feed you there. So three things come to you unannounced. Number one is your rizq. Number two is your naseeb. Whatever Allah has written for you, good and bad, it will come to you. Lastly, maut. Maut will come to you uninvited, unannounced. Saman sobers ki pal ki khabar nahi. Saman sobers ki. Go and look into your cupboard, your garages, your storeroom. See the things that we have there are all unnecessary. They're collecting dust. Saman sobers ki pal ki khabar nahi. What's going to happen to you in a split second? You don't know. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, may Allah Ta'ala forgive all the marhums who have passed away from our families, our friends and colleagues. Allahumma akbid lahum, warhamhum, wasakinhum fil jannah. Allahumma jal qabrahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Allahumma hasibhum hisabin kathira. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم آمين يا رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Let's end tonight's program with a beautiful nasheed.